And as I did mention before the 8:30 news, the Building Better Regions Fund did open yesterday, opportunity for community groups to get in amongst the funding provided by the federal government. And federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, joins us. Rowan, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Good to be with you. First time this year, so all the best for 2021. Happy New Year.
And to you as well. The Building Better Regions Fund, exactly how is this fund contributing to helping the Grey electorate?
Well, this is a fund that is specifically dedicated to regional Australia. This round has got $200 million in it. We've decided to divide it up into two halves. There's $100 million for tourism and regional tourism. So I'll be hoping that some of the tourist operators in Grey get some really good bids in that I can try and do my best to support. And then there's another $100 million for general works. Now, in the past, the previous four rounds of this have delivered about $27 million back into Grey. Projects as big as, $4, $5, $6 million. Others smaller, like in the few hundred thousand, and then there's a community stream as well, community investment stream, and that can be in the tens of thousands, bordering up towards 100. So often they are about developing strategies, programs, developing new ideas, putting together portfolios so they can actually bid into the bigger stream. We haven't opened yet, but there's a major earthworks and development process in Tumby Bay. We've got the fish unloader up at Ceduna. We've had major investments into sporting facilities. And in an earlier program, very similar, there's a $8.5 million came through to Peterborough for a waste treatment plant. So they're the types of things that are getting done, very important infrastructure, good employers when it happens. And really the kind of things that we need in our regional communities.
Speaking with the federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, this morning about the Building Better Regions Fund. So this fund is really almost a general purpose fund, not necessarily set aside for sport or for big or for small. It can be for almost any sort of project.
That is right. It's largely not to assist businesses, firsthand, if you like. It's largely for public infrastructure, but the tourism stream will allow for individual operators to get into that side of it. The last round, actually, we did particularly well in because in order to put the emphasis on the parts of Australia that were drought affected, they were the only ones that could apply, which is 20 out of the 27 councils across Grey were all eligible, and I reckon we ended up receiving close to $15 million. In that particular round. So this one will be back to normal, but it's still a very valuable tool. And of course, the point being that it opened on Tuesday, and so particular bodies, councils, organisations and businesses on the tourism round should download the documents and have a look at them and see whether they might be eligible, and hopefully we'll see some really good stuff going from Grey. We've been very successful in the past, very pleased with the results we've had.
Absolutely. business.gov.au/BBRF is where you can go to download those documents. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, great catching up for the first time in 2021, and thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Keith. Good to be talking with you.